He's hard-headed, yeah. That's an expression that's used quite often.
A person who gets up, we'll say, at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, who's out and walks around, and maybe collects owls, does other things of this type, you'd say it's what?
A queer person or an odd person?
A person who, let's say you have a man that can't stand to have a joke played on him. You say, don't play a joke on him because he's...
Cranky. He's a crank. Or cranky.
Is the term touchy ever used?
Yes, it is. Yeah, he's touchy.
You are not supposed to wave a red flag at a bull because you will make him
mad.
If you see a man in the wintertime with runny nose and red eyes and talking with his head all stuck up, you say, what has happened to him?
He's caught cold.
And then if his voice becomes heavy, you say he's...
hoarse.
And if he goes, you say he has a...
He has a cough.
If children are making a great deal of noise and you want them to stop it, what do you tell them?
Be quiet.
A person whose hearing is gone is...
deaf.
And if you see a man coming in from a field with a shirt that's just dripping wet, and someone says, did he fall in a horse trough? You say, no, he's been working, and while he was working, he...
sweated.
Sometimes on the neck, there will be a sore here with a hard part in the center. Rather large, it might require lancing. What would you call that?
Carbuncle.
Any other term?
Rising a boil.
The matter in that is called a
pus.
And is this flush with the skin, or is this skin there? Would you say the skin is level?
No, it's swelled.
And a place where a bullet enters the eye or any part of the body would be called a...
bullet hole. Is that what it's...
The doctor would come to treat the...
treat the wound.
Sometimes a horse will cut himself on the fence, and the gash won't heal properly, and there will be that red, angry material in the wound. Sometimes it's cauterized with lime. Sometimes happens to a toenail.
Infected? And is that...
Well, I was thinking more of this flesh that's growing around there. It's not...
proud flesh, is that?
Mm-hmm. What do you put on a cut?
When I was a child, they would put kerosene, we call it coal oil, on a cut, or turpentine. That's about all I know to put on it.
If you've been away on a trip and you come back to learn that a good friend has died,